This is the Watermark Student Ministries Podcast, coming to you from the Watermark Community Church in Dallas, Texas. Now, here are the guys that put the stud in student and the men in ministry, Patrick Bode Bodenhausen, Braun Brown, and David Penuel.
Along with Mike Shelton and Mel.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Sarah Beth, who's not here today.
No, Sarah Beth isn't here today. This is episode 28 of Watermark Student Ministries Podcast.
David, how did our numbers go up this last week? I'm sure they went up huge.
Let me check, Braun, because I haven't checked yet today.
I checked it Saturday night. Saturday night, we were the number one student ministry podcast.
Yeah, I promise.
How did you do it? What'd you do?
I just went to iTunes, typed in student ministry podcast, and we were the number one. And then number two was like Breakaway, and they're not even a student ministry.
Oh my gosh. I told you, dude.
Okay. Originally, our subscribers were at 104. Then we dipped to 99. Okay.
Right.
This week, our number of subscribers is down to 84.
What?
Oh, my God.
I promise you, we were at number one on Saturday
night. You searched Student Ministries.
Student Ministry Podcast. How does that happen? And we're number one.
IES or Y? Ministry.
Probably Student Ministry.
Podcast. You searched podcast. The word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, number one.
Okay, we're number two on the list, but if you sort by popularity, we are not.
Oh, yeah.
You got to sort by popularity. We're not even in the top whatever.
Sad. What if you looked up, like, youth group?
But, yeah, we are number two if you search student ministry podcast.
That's the term
I'm familiar
with.
Let me add an IES.
Youth group.
Student ministry podcast.
So does that mean that people are unsubscribing?
That's sad.
Like
that's
20 so people sad. Have unsubscribed.
Hey, did you read the last review?
Okay, we are number one.
Yeah.
Just in order, not in popularity.
Yep.
Well, that's all that matters.
All right. Well, that is why we're number
one. We've been around the longest.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to introductions and stuff. Let's see who's here. My music ran
I'm
out,
here.
So I'm scared.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Mike Shelton's here. Mike Shelton is the director of Senior High Ministries.
Hello, friends. Last night I experienced a great awakening.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting. Braun Brown is also here, who is the director of Student Ministries.
And let me just say this, folks. Put your cell phones on lockdown.
Mm.
What?
Put my cell phone on lockdown?
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you, there's things happening around this city.
Melissa Miller is the women's staff. How are you doing today, Melissa Miller?
Well, I'm just fine, Bodie. Thank you for asking.
I still want to
share with you guys about what I think might actually make me crazy.
Something that makes you crazy?
Anytime you start that with still, we're not going to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yesterday afternoon, I'm David Penuel, the director of the Junior High Ministry, and I do still have a stuffy nose. But yesterday,
I was going to mess with the equalizer. You sounded really funny, but
I had the best sweaty chest that I've ever had in my life.
Ew.
Awesome.
You're talking a good lather?
Well, I'll tell you about it later if Bodie wants to hear more about
this. I'm Bodie. I'm the program coordinator for Watermark Student Ministries, and I'm going to go back to David and ask you about your sweaty chest.
Yeah.
I hope it's not a letdown, but my chest was really sweaty yesterday. And it was because I was laying on my couch on my back watching the Dallas Cowboys game. That was a disappointment. With my son Chapman.
What happened? He took
a nap on my chest, and he got all hot and warm and sweaty, and he was asleep, and you don't want to move him, so I couldn't move him. And
sweet.
My chest got all sweaty from having Chapman on there for like 2 hours.
And imagine so if you had some hair
off.
On your chest, how it would have been.
I do.
Did it get so sweaty that he just kind of slipped off?
Whoa! I take
David
that back.
David does have hair on his chest.
This is me scratching it.
We can all see it.
Ew. Stop.
All right.
Yes.
Melissa, do you want to confirm?
It. No.
Confirm for everybody?
I don't.
This is me running.
You like to touch it?
This is me running my fingers through it.
Get away from me.
Here we go. David is now walking
get
over
away from
to
me.
Melissa.
Just touch
one,
no, I don't want to touch
one
you.
Chest
get
hair.
Away
he
from
is
me.
Right now about a foot
one out, bro.
Sick.
I just pulled one of David's chest hairs out, and that eliminated all of them. That was the one.
No.
So all that chest hair is Chapman's.
David's chest hair looks like he
but
cut
my
his
chest
hair
was
off
all sweaty, and I was like, sweaty chest, sweaty chest.
This should have been an all-boys podcast today.
Yeah.
Ooh, that sounds like an idea. You want to start over?
Pretend like a guy, Mel.
No.
Okay. What happened with Dallas yesterday? Did
hey,
they win?
Bodie?
The Dallas Cowboys lost to the Patriots, which are they're a great team. It was battle of the undefeated.
I really think we need to have a moment of mourning for them.
No,
that
the Patriots
was just
are
horrible.
The Patriots
horrible
are America's team.
America's team. What in the
Bodie,
world?
Bodie, you can't say that, dude.
No,
just because you're
all
Kansas
not
City and the Chiefs always lose,
they
yeah
won
you
this
can't
last
say
week.
That.
Chiefs beat Cincinnati.
Oh, sorry.
The yeah Chefs.
Chefs.
Hey,
when your father gets home, he's gonna bust your tail.
That's true, Melissa. Thank you.
All right. And,
I didn't say that today, people.
Awakening, Mike Shelton.
Oh, you're coming
ooh
to me,
Mike.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Okay, great awakening last night. We're at Shoreline, and David Liggett comes up on stage and totally surprises me. And he's got a video of me that he shows to over 100 high school students. From when I was in high school and he and I were campers together and they videotaped me sleeping and talking at the same time. And it was very embarrassing. He got me to sing a song about the girl I was dating at the time. And I just sat up there. I couldn't say anything. I couldn't defend myself. And I was just completely embarrassed. So that's,
okay,
that's my great awakening.
So defend yourself.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, defend myself. I was very tired that night. We had been caving that night. I was out of it. And, of course, people sleep talk. Tons of people sleep talk.
You were sleep talking with your eyes open.
It's the coolest thing
there
in
was,
the world.
No, no, no.
Actually,
my eyes were rolled back.
There was one point where your eyes were rolled back. That was
that
creepy.
Was,
hopefully
that was
it wasn't too creepy.
Yeah,
like.
It was creepy.
Just so you know, if you're out there listening and don't know what he's talking about, we're going to put that up on YouTube. So when you want to check out watermarkstudentministries.com.
Did you know that, Mike?
Good.
We're going to have sleep talking
perfect
up on YouTube.
Even better.
So
why not
it
just rub it in some more?
Rub
but
it in
kick
your chest
a man
hair
when he's down.
You know,
it's real sad.
People talk in their sleep all the time. Obviously, it's not you don't hear about it a lot because, you know, if you're married, the person next to you is sleeping too, and they don't hear you. And you know,
let me tell you something. In my house, I hear everything. My wife talks in her sleep, wakes me up, screams in her sleep.
Screams in her sleep?
Yes.
She
and I look for dog poop
in
the bed
in
my
sleep.
So. Y'all know that story.
I talk in my sleep.
How do you know that?
I'm
you're
lonely
asleep now, Bodie.
Because you're lonely.
I'm so lonely.
What do you? What does
lonely
a lonely person say when they sleep talk?
They say lonely, so lonely. That's what they do. They sound like Adam Sandler.
See, then I'm not the only person that sings in his sleep.
Mel, what makes you crazy?
Well,
isn't that what you're
I
saying?
I just can't something even. I mean, I'm almost a little embarrassed to admit it, but I have a crush on Tony Romo. I'll admit it.
Really?
I
whoa
do. I just think he's really, he appears to be a good guy. He's pretty cute.
You think he's Romolicious, don't you?
I don't
he's
know
bringing
I
some Romentum to your heart. You know what I'm saying?
But the reason I think that's crazy because I actually have had the thought of going, I wonder how old he is. Like, if he could actually,
come on,
like, we're going to actually ever meet.
Isn't
that's
he dating Carrie
crazy
Underwood?
Yeah, but
hey,
Melissa
but
took
dating
the wheels on her. Melissa took the wheel, took it from her hand.
And see, I have a friend who has a friend who knows him, who says he's a godly man, that he's
don't
a believer.
No way. He's a godly man?
That's what they said.
Well, Carrie does. She's into Jesus.
Yeah.
Who
I don't think God's
Carrie
man would ever throw six interceptions.
Oh, sorry. We're talking about Melissa.
Hello.
Did you hear that?
Less
no
Carrie, more Melissa.
That Bodie, that was your best line in a long time.
What did he say?
He said that I don't think God's man would ever throw six interceptions.
Excuse
I think it was five, though.
Me.
Wasn't it? It was five.
We all have bad days, don't we, Bodie?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, do you want me to
Bodie,
talk about some of your bad days?
Mel, we all know I have bad weeks.
That's another good one, Bodie. I'll give you that.
All right. Let's move on to...
And by the way, Bodie didn't know who Roger Clemens was the other day on...
What?
On, yeah,
no,
he was
no, no,
on
no,
a commercial
no, no, no,
and I go, who's right that? And he goes,
I don't know.
No. I don't know what Roger Clemens looks like. I don't know who Roger Clemens was. That's kind of
sad. What is Roger Clemens?
He's the guy on the newest golf commercial.
What sport does he play?
Baseball. He was a pitcher.
He's on that new golf commercial where he's trying to get his wife.
That was the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I saw. But he's golfing, so I was like, who's that guy?
He thought it was Tiger Woods.
He's out of his element.
Yeah. He thought it was Vijay Singh, he told us.
Very similar to either one of those two. All right. Well, we're going to go to a Kid Nation update with David Pinuel, because we all want to have an update.
And by the way, I think you're the only person on our staff that watches Kid
Nation. No, we know everybody involved in Watermark Student Ministries is watching Kid Nation, but some of the people that listen to the podcast might not be listening, so I want to catch you up in case you want to start watching Kid Nation on Wednesday
night. Could you jump in anytime?
You could jump right in anytime. This last week was great for us because we work at a church and religion was the main topic of the episode. Religion and issues of faith were on the minds of many kids in Bonanza City. Morgan started off the episode by posing a question about whether or not God brought the kids there for a reason. Then Colton and Eric and Zach really got into it in the lunchroom, and they had a heated debate between Christianity and Judaism, and the way they ended it was two guys yelling, "Jew crew, Jew crew," and a couple girls giving each other high fives saying, "Christians rule." Well, then the town council decided they needed to have a religious ceremony or a religious service. And when they told everybody in the town that, Sophia, Olivia, and Devad, well, they really disagreed because they thought it would lead to conflict. So when they decided to have the religious service, nobody came.
None.
But guess what happened? Morgan visited the district bunkhouses and casually invited kids to attend an informal bonfire and share a few prayers. And most of the kids came out for the bonfire and they prayed together. At the end, young Pharaoh was moved to tears by the expression of goodwill that was shown that evening.
Hey, I fell asleep when you said, I fell asleep when you said cafeteria.
His name was Pharaoh.
That's where I fell asleep.
Now listen what happened next.
Yeah, this is the climax.
They had the reward competition and they had to choose. They won the reward, and they get to choose a reward, either a full miniature golf course set up in the middle of town, or a library of holy books, like the Bible, the Quran, the Book of Mormon, the all sorts of things.
Yeah. Hey, and what would we pick if we were in that position?
What would I pick?
Yeah.
I would have already brought my Bible with me, so I would have picked the miniature golf course for sure. But incredibly, the kids of town got to vote. The town council let them vote. They picked the holy books over the hole in one.
They just did that because they know they're on TV and they want to look all
They were lonely and they were comforted.
That's awfully cynical.
They were comforted by the realization that God loves them and is in control of their lives.
What would Tony Romo have picked?
It wasn't comforting enough for everybody, Bron. Listen to this.
He would have got picked off.
Hang on.
Not funny.
Young Cody grew increasingly homesick. In an attempt to forget about his family members and his girlfriend Ashley in Ohio, he went to the saloon and started taking shots of root beer. That didn't help, and so he started crying. And then when it came time to decide if anybody wanted to go home, Cody raised his hand, and he went home.
Yeah,
and Campbell started crying and said, "He was my best bud."
I saw that one was called Stand By Me.
Whoa. At the end of the episode, Morgan, who pulled the kids together for an evening of prayer and worked really hard in the kitchen, Morgan got the gold star, won $20,000 for her family.
I saw that one was called Deal or No Deal.
And the best part of the whole episode was the very end when they previewed this week's episode coming up Wednesday night at 7. They're going to hold elections. And hopefully Taylor is going to get voted off the town council and all the other town council members are at least going to be held accountable for their actions. So tune in, Kid Nation, Wednesdays at 7.
This is kind of like Survivor.
I saw that when it was called Survivor with little people, okay?
the drama in Kid Nation is more intense than drama in like Survivor or anything like that.
Big Brother is way
better.
Because
the kids are so emotional.
They cry every day.
They need a spanking.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah. All those kids need a spanking. That's what they need.
Well,
yeah.
That Kid Nation update was brought to you by Kids Bop.
Thanks, Bodie. I saw
an angel. Taking awful songs and making them worse.
Kids Bop is the worst.
Listen. She was with another man. See, they only like the kids.
What is that?
This song has a cuss word in the middle of the song.
Oh, they have lots of songs about kids.
This song talks about drugs.
You're beautiful, cats.
Oh, they have a lot of kids bop songs that are like, you know.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Here it comes.
I'm loving it.
This is so bad.
What is this? What's that called?
It's Kidz Bop. They have like 12 issues out of CDs that just take like these songs that are on the radio and all these kids sing to
them. They're like dirty songs.
Beautiful.
They have, my favorite? Well, I can't find it, but it's not important.
I can do the kid part.
Go ahead.
You're beautiful.
Okay.
Maybe we can delete that.
What's that one?
I have no idea. Listen to your heart. Well, I'm bored with it. Right, so let's move on. I have looked on the internet and CitySearch.com, which is the number one authority in every subject matter on earth.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys know that. They have ranked the top restaurants of Dallas in 2007. So I want to go around and see what the Watermark Student Ministry staff thinks about that. Maybe you can get some good ideas off here. We're going to look at pizza,
Top restaurants for pizza
in Dallas.
It's fairly obvious.
We'll go top restaurants for Mexican and top ice cream, but we're starting with pizza, and I want to see any staff member. What do you guys think?
I know what they're going to say, and let me give you a little hint. He goes,
Chabawonga.
What?
That's the Hut. Pizza Hut. Number one pizza.
Awesome. Is that your favorite? About that.
It's not even close.
I'm not afraid to say that I'll go Pizza Hut.
Well, I like Pizza Hut thin crust with hamburger.
Thin crust
is so much better.
It's so crispy.
Hand toss it now. Throw it up there and toss it around.
But Picasso's beats them all, people.
I know what they're going to say. Fireside Pie.
No. It's Little Caesars. That's what it is. It's Little Caesars.
No way.
So far, only one of you have gotten on the chart, and that's Mel.
How about Fireside Pie?
Told you.
That's what Mel said.
No, I said Picasso's.
What about Brothers?
You said Fireside too, didn't you?
No, Brothers Pizza. Brothers Pizza.
No way.
Is not on there, and Picasso's is not on there. Fireside is on there. Who said Fireside? Were you?
California Pizza Kitchen.
You know the problem?
No.
The problem with your guys' Pizza Hut is there's no dine-in Pizza Hut.
Right.
And then you can't get like buffet cinnamon sticks.
You can dine-in at Pizza Hut?
Uh-uh.
Not in Dallas. There's only delivery in Dallas.
Hey, sorry, it's not St. Joe's, Bodie.
St. Joseph. Sorry. Home of the dine-in Pizza Hut. we have Fireside Pizza actually only made the editor's pick.
Oh.
So, out of editor, because there's an O-R, so I like to...
Gotcha.
We have a top 10 here, and their top number one is actually one of my favorites, Nick and Willie's Take and Bake Pizza.
Oh, it is.
Never been to Nick and Willie's.
Where's that?
Never heard of it.
There's one up on Beltline and
fake
Montfort. Impressive or whatever. Yeah.
Have you really eaten there?
Oh, it's good.
Who do you eat there with, Bodie?
Yourself.
Jesus.
That's a good day.
I take and bake also. And we go, Jesus and Guy go home to the apartment and foosball it up and...
All right.
So, yeah, Nick and Willie's top pizza.
Who do you play foosball with, Bodie?
Interesting. Jesus. Never heard of them.
All right. And top Mexican food in Dallas. Anybody? Yep.
Cheese.
I think it's fairly obvious. It's Catina Laredo.
No.
That's pretty good. It's Mi Cocina.
Yeah, that's probably on there.
All right.
What about your boy? What are you talking about, Mi Cocina?
On the border?
No, your favorite.
Cena, Owen Wilson.
Luna de Noche is another very good one.
Mel, you've said two that have been on the chart so far, top 10, and I don't think anybody else has been on there.
Luna de Noche.
Yeah, Chewy's is number 6, and Luna de Noche is number 8.
Matito's.
Matito's is number 9.
What about Catina Laredo?
Matt's on there?
Catina Laredo is not on there.
What about On the Border?
On the Border is not on there.
Taco
John's actually is not on there either.
Okay.
You know what my
surprising.
Wife would say is
Bueno.
Taco Bueno.
Taco Bueno is not on there. Let's go. You guys never hit even the top 5. So top 5.
Okay,
five.
Wait. Let me think about it. I'm certainly.
What
a
if I gave you an address?
Connoisseur.
Amigos.
Amigos is so good.
No.
No way. I knew it wouldn't.
Sad.
You didn't even get the editor's pick.
Okay, time's up.
Yeah,
what
time's
it?
Up. Ricardo's Tex-Mex, number 1.
Never heard of it.
Javier's? Javier's?
Oh, Javier's.
Javier's.
But Xavier's sounds more spiritual.
No, if I said Javier's or Javier's.
I think it sounds more spiritual. Like
what about Gloria's?
Gloria's? No, I'm sorry.
Glorious.
So if you want top one, it's Ricardo's Tex-Mex. If you want staff picks, they're 6, 8, and 9. Chewy's, Luna de Noche, and Matitos.
Yeah, very
all right,
good.
Moving on to top 10 ice cream in Dallas.
Yeah. Oh,
chocolate chip mint.
Cold Stone.
Dippin' Dots. Cream. The Dippin' Dots stand at the Mavs game.
No.
Okay.
How can you say that? Cold Stone is so much better.
Of course, it's Marble Slab.
Marble Slab's more expensive than Cold Stone.
All right,
we just
got on the chart with Marble Slab. Harry's? Number 10.
Pachugo.
You're all talking Cold the same Stone. Time.
Pachugo.
Harry's Frozen Custard.
Ooh, Harry's is good, too.
All right, wait, Harry's?
Yeah.
Wild About Harry's?
Yes.
You got the editor pick.
Nice, Bron. That's
okay,
good.
What?
You know what I get there? I get a Captain America.
Did anybody say Sheridan's?
Ooh, I need Captain America.
Who?
Sheridan's Frozen Custard? Did somebody
Never
say
heard
that?
Of such.
All right.
What's well, the number, number one?
Seven. Number one, Twisted Root Burger Company. What?
Huh? That's
a never heard of
number
that
Number one ice cream?
Yeah, number one ice cream. Number two is Pokio's.
Oh, way to
how
go, Pokio!
Forget about Pokio's.
Number
awesome.
Three is Sheridan's Frozen Custard. Nobody
yeah, Sheridan's.
Oh, boy.
And number four is, oh, you got number four, too. Wild About Harry's.
Yes!
Way to go. Number five is Pachugio.
Pachugo.
Is that what
Pachugo,
you said?
That's
already?
What I said. No, what are you saying?
David
Pachugio.
Said
that's what,
Pachugio.
What about Dippin' Dots for David?
Dippin' Dots. Oh, Dippin' Dots where was that at?
Dippin'
the Mads
Dots.
Games?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on there.
It is not.
Oh.
Good grief, man.
Brother. All right, well, that's the top stuff in Dallas. Pizza, ice
We're
cream.
We're here to help,
Mexican.
Everybody.
If you like anything else, too bad. All right, listener email. We did get – actually, we've gotten a couple small things from listener email.
Well, what
so
happened?
Real quick, let me just go through these. I think that is – you know, people deserve to be recognized for emailing us when we tell them to email. First one, we don't have a name, but it's from SHRT. STFF171 at aim.com.
That's good. We take care. We keep our listeners anonymous.
Well, whoever that was saying, I was looking for a cool podcast to listen to, and I found you guys on iTunes, so I subscribed to you.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
For real?
We like yeah. it.
Thanks.
Shirt stuff. Oh, that's what it is.
What?
How about short stuff, maybe?
Well, that's what, yeah, that's what I was getting to, but short
you
stuff.
You said shirt stuff.
Yeah, but
shirt stuff.
I was going to get to short stuff.
Right.
All
right,
and this one's from Colin Plotz. Colin Plotz says, "Hey, Watermark, my name is Colin Plotz, and I subscribe to the podcast."
Nice, all we right. like
Colin,
it.
Colin, you rule.
Thanks, Colin.
So,
awesome.
Holla, Colin Plotz.
Holla, holla.
Dear Watermark Student Ministries.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Oh.
Sorry, you have to have the intro music.
There we go.
It's time for Dear Watermark Student Ministries.
Dear Watermark Student Ministries, one question. Do you eat yellow snow or not?
What's serious?
Is it lemon flavored?
And is it? I mean, down no. in Dallas, it'd be more lemon. It'd be like a lemon slushy because you guys don't really get snow. It's slush.
This is true.
So yellow.
I love how
slush.
You talk about us like you don't.
You guys.
Is it a lemon chill?
It's awesome.
I still say you guys.
I don't eat
but
that.
But I don't say y'all. I say you guys.
The implication there is someone
y'all.
Peed in the snow. So the answer is no to that.
Of course.
And in Spanish, it's no.
All right. All right. Well, we got another serious question. An actual better question, Mike. Yes, that one.
Dear Watermark Student Ministries, my parents have told me when to pursue guys, and that is at an older age. But I really want to know the exact time in life from a junior high student.
All right. Well, I would take this as I don't know that there's really a good time for you as a girl to pursue a guy.
Yep.
That a guy should initiate that would be a better thing. And I would also tell you that you have plenty of time to get into any kind of serious relationships later on down the road. That being a guy who's worked with junior high school students for a long time, that those relationships typically end up in a mess. And yep. so it doesn't mean that you shouldn't like guys and shouldn't you know, have relationships with them, but man, to keep them at a healthy friendship level is really smart this age. Takes a very mature person to handle those relationships well, and I've seen very few that have been handled well at a young age, and so I would encourage you, man, wait as long as you can and think about what it really means to have a healthy, godly relationship and get counsel on that. Ask others to speak into that.
Yep, I agree. Girls, never pursue a guy. Let a guy pursue you and initiate with you, and then I would say, you're asking for the exact time because your parents said later. I would say the exact time would be when, if a guy starts pursuing you, when that happens, and then your parents know about it, and they approve of the guy and the relationship, and when you have maybe a small group leader and some other friends of yours in your small group, and they also know about it, and they approve of it, and they're going to hold you accountable to have a healthy relationship with that person and help you walk through it, that's the right time. If you're not mature enough to talk to your parents about a relationship, or you're not mature enough to talk to your friends and ask for accountability, then you're not mature enough to be in a relationship.
I would also add to that that I think girls oftentimes look to relationships for worth, and that's just affirming that they are worth being loved and cared for. And I think, you know, God says that all relationships are a gift from Him. And so if you are being diligent to pursue the Lord and wait expectantly for Him to bring that gift to you, the question becomes irrelevant of when you need to pursue. And I do agree with Bron and David. I feel like it is never a girl's job to pursue a guy. You want a guy who likes to initiate and who will initiate with you.
That's funny, because you just pursued Tony Romo on this
podcast.
I did not. Somebody just got busted.
I just said I had a crush on him.
What if Tony Romo came a calling?
I'd go out with him. I'm not going to lie. Unless he were to admit that he's 28, we might have to have a discussion. I don't know how old he is.
I thought he was 27.
Yeah, he's not that old.
Sad.
No, I really don't know.
Oh, okay.
Who's Romo? All right, well, let's wrap up and see what's coming up in junior high and high school.
Well, junior high is awesome, because we got the Pine Cove Retreat coming up this weekend, so there won't be Wake. And then after that, the next Wake, we've got Scoop Stewart coming back to share from North Dallas K-Life. But the Pine Cove Retreat is going to be awesome. We're meeting up here at the church at 6:30 to get on those buses. Make sure you check watermarkstudents.com for a packing list and a schedule and all that stuff. That will also be coming to you in the mail, but you can look online today.
So Scoop's doing a double doble?
Double doble.
Sweet. Whatever. Coming up in high school, we've got Jeff Capps coming back. He was here last night, did an incredible job leading us in worship, and he'll be back. And then we'll be starting week 3 in our Nearsighted series. And then don't forget, all high school students, invite your friends to the draw on Saturday, November 3rd.
Awesome. Anything else, Bron?
That's it. He handled it just fine, Bodie.
Well,
back to you.
I thought I'd ask. All right. Well, before I go, I want to remind you to email us in with any questions, comments, anything.
Let's get that subscribership up.
I just sent a message to everybody in the Facebook group. We have 104 people in a Facebook group and only 84 subscribers.
And if we get 150, David will shave his chest hair.
That's right. Even if it's wet.
I'll do it. 150 subscribers, I'll shave my chest hair.
On stage.
One person.
We'll videotape it.
I'll
do it on stage, I guess. That could be gross.
Yeah, we probably
should.
Appropriate.
If one student that listens to the podcast will subscribe by himself like 100 times, I'll shave my legs.
I don't think you can do
that.
I don't think
you can do that.
That's weird.
Unless you can't do that?
100 different computers.
But let's say if we get 151, that Mike Sheldon shaves his legs.
I will shave my legs if we get 151.
Yes.
Nice. Whoa.
And if we get 2,024.
Melissa will shave her legs.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I already do that.
Oh. That didn't work.
Oh, it was assumed the other way.
Maybe one of y'all could shave your armpits, because I kind of think we should do that anyway.
That's kind
of. I just don't grow that much.
You think we should shave our armpits?
Yes.
How about if we moose them and braid them?
Oh, hey, if we get that high, I will pluck all 3 hairs out of my chest.
Yeah. Things are getting better and better. Right. Let's wrap this thing up.
Again, where we email to if we want to?
Watermarkstudents@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. All right. This was episode 28 of Watermark Student Ministries Podcast. I am Bodie, out.
I am the sleep talker, out.
Ron, see ya.
Melissa, I've got a crush on Tony, out.
Wow, panel out.
That was full of awesomeness.
You're so enthusiastic.
What? Sorry, I was distracted.